This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Spanish authorities today intensified their search for those responsible for yesterday's commuter train bombings, facing the possibility that it was not Basque separatists, but Al-Qaeda operatives. The death toll in the massacre has risen to nearly 200, with more than 1,400 wounded. Forensic experts worked through the night to identify the victims at a makeshift morgue set up at a Madrid convention center, while crowds of people held vigils across the country. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
It's rush hour at Moncloa Station. Moncloa is a multi-story public transport interchange built entirely underground. It's the funnel between the web of bus lines that serve Madrid's western suburbs and the subway system that branches out all over the capital. And the normally teeming station is a stone's throw from the Prime Minister's office. But this morning, the concourses are virtually empty. And for people like Cristina, a 35-year-old with a government job, fear reigns. I'm shocked, she says, but you have to go on with your normal life. Many Spaniards are in mourning over the bombings. And these feelings are prolonged this morning by the words and images and sounds in their news media. Spanish radio played music in keeping with the 3 days of mourning declared yesterday by Prime Minister José María Aznar. The newspaper front pages showed long lines of body bags at a makeshift morgue in a congress center near the airport. And the testimony of eyewitnesses was played over and over again on television and radio. I didn't see a single body intact within 30 feet of me. All I see is body parts. Where is my son? Reports also speculated about who carried out the attack. Last night, government investigators were looking into a new lead pointing to Islamic terrorism. Police had found a van with detonators and a tape of Quranic verses near the starting point of one of the trains. And investigators are studying a claim of responsibility by the Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigades, a shadowy group linked to Al-Qaeda. Nevertheless, government spokespeople are sticking to their hypothesis that the blasts were the work of the outlawed Basque separatist organization known as ETA. Gustavo Aristegui is a terrorism spokesman for the ruling Popular Party. He stressed on Spanish television that no one knows yet who's responsible. No, it's not known, and we have to keep all lines of investigation open. And I think that ETA is being dismissed a bit too quickly and a bit too lightly, he said. Aristegui noted that the Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigades had initially claimed responsibility for the blackout in the northeastern United States, only for it to turn out that there was no link. They've also claimed other attacks they didn't commit, he said. By contrast, he said ETA is obsessed with the Spanish railway system. Several suspects were arrested last year on their way to blow up a bomb at another train station in northern Madrid, he noted. But for Cristina, the straight-talking government employee, it doesn't matter who planted yesterday's bomb. In these cases, I'm in favor of the death penalty, she says. I know it's a hard thing to say, but that's just the way it is. There's no other way of stopping it. Against terrorism, I believe in the death penalty, she adds. Across Spain today, more rallies will be held as the country continues its three-day mourning period. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.